The floor is open for whoever has questions or comments or resistance or whatever is coming up for you. It's all allowed.
I'll go, Lindsay. I'm driving, so bear with
Do
me
it. You're good.
here. I feel like this is a question I know the answer to, but maybe I just need to hear you say it. Something that I've realized I struggle with in one of our workshops, actually, you said something, you were like, the primary emotion of this is perseverance. Like, it's out of your window of tolerance to persevere through things sometimes. And I'm actually realizing that's the case for me. And I've never really realized it in terms of like communication or self-help. But another thing I realized through you when we were talking about like our Lilith and all of that the other day is like communication actually just comes really fucking naturally for me. So
Same.
I don't know if it's necessarily something I persevere through as much as it's just something I'm actually naturally good at. So, something I'm kind of struggling with now is like, I'm kind of at a point where I just want to run away when it's not a safe environment or I feel like people aren't able to communicate as freely as I am. And I'm having a hard time realizing, like, is that me being unable to persevere through them having triggers and traumas that keep them from being able to do that? Or is it actually just my intuition being like, you fucking tried and they're not matching your energy? So, like, at what point do you stop giving them compassion for their trigger? Because I feel like I'm getting like compassion fatigue at this point. Like, I don't fucking feel bad for So, yeah,
Well, you said you thought you knew the answer to the question, so what do you think is the answer to the question?
that I have a right to have compassion fatigue because I've waited a really long time.
It's totally possible that if you've given it effort and time, if you've communicated clearly, like, hey, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what's important to me in our relationship. If their trigger, whatever, is affecting you, like, here's how your trigger has affected me. Like, I get it. You're human. I know this work takes time. It's a process to work through these things. But I don't feel like you're meeting me in this. I don't feel like it's there's reciprocal effort on both sides.
Yeah, and 2.5 years is probably well of enough time for someone to figure out how to speak. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean speak, though?
Very traumatic upbringing, very in the state of like, it doesn't matter what I say because I can't do anything right anyway. So it's like a big shutdown because I'm like you, like I talk like a therapist. I don't know how to not fucking talk like this,
You're not
but
talking like a therapist. You're talking like a normal, healthy person.
it's just like immediate shutdown. Like I don't know what to say. Like has even said, I feel like something is choking me. Like I'm unable to speak or respond to you, but it's like past the point of like I don't know how. It's like, okay, I have been your therapist for free for 2 years now. I've brought you to all the resources, and you can't even listen to a podcast. So,
I think this is relevant to your question, Carrie. I just had to scroll back in my text messages. So back at the end of October, my friend Honor and I had a conversation where she shared, we were talking about agency, and she was like, yeah, I have to admit that I haven't always used my agency in our friendship to speak up when I have a boundary or a need or something that sometimes I'm, she, and she was like, you know, you are so assertive and so direct, and that sometimes that part of me doesn't feel like I'm even allowed to be like, actually, I don't want to do that, or actually, I need to set a boundary about that or whatever. So she's like, I've kind of gone along with it. And I was like, you know, actually, that actually upsets me because, like, I don't know that you're doing that. And if there's something about the way I communicate that I can authentically change that makes it easier for you to hear me, like, I would probably be willing to do that because your safety in this relationship matters to me too. And she was like, yeah, I get that. I appreciate that. I'm glad we can talk about this, but I'm just kind of looking at my life and kind of how there's some suppressed agency, like in multiple areas of my life. And it usually involves like people pleasing and where she just defaults to pleasing versus being like, hey, I actually don't want to do this. I would rather do this instead, or, you know, whatever, because the directness and assertiveness that is being communicated by the other person, whether that's me or someone else, is like too much for her, like people pleaser part or whatever. Right. And so I was like, you know, dude, I don't know how to work on this with you if you won't tell me what you're feeling. And it hurts my feelings that, you know, I kind of like am replaying a movie in my head of all these interactions that we've had where you weren't showing up fully and authentically, and there was some people pleasing happening, and I had no idea that was going on. Like, it makes me second guess a lot of things. It makes me wonder if all of those interactions were actually genuine. Like, that really hurts me too. And she was like, yeah, I get that. That's not fair. I totally could speak up and like say something, and it's my responsibility that I didn't. And then she was like, but you know, like we're not perfect, and I'm not gonna be able to do that every time. And I was like, no, dude, I don't expect us to be perfect at this. Like, I'm not looking for perfection. So then we had a really great conversation about it. We came home later that night. I was still stewing over it. And I was like, I feel like I need to like make this explicitly clear. So I sent her a text, and here's what I said. I want to reiterate this part in case I didn't communicate clearly about it. I am not seeking perfect in our relationship. I expect conflict and misunderstanding and stuff like that. We're human, and we're never not going to be human. But what I am healing in myself is the pattern of jumping straight to fear of abandonment in relationships where I know I'm not going to be abandoned. I have had enough emotionally corrective experiences in these relationships to choose trust. So it's not avoid and people please. Conflict means abandonment. Ah, but it becomes, at least most of the time, even when conflict happens, I trust that we'll figure this out. Even though this thing feels scary to say, I trust all the past experiences with this person that proves they're trustworthy and safe with my feelings. Even though we misunderstood each other, I trust in our ability to find understanding because we have successfully done it before. I think what I was saying maybe was perceived as an uncomfortable but grand declaration of my loyalty and friendship. And if I'm projecting that you were a tiny bit uncomfortable about that, I apologize. But really, I was expressing this. The truth is, it is grand, and I am loyal, and I am your friend, and I plan to always be. And it doesn't feel over the top to say that. It's how I feel, and I'm grateful for the chance to experience this level of safety in my life. It feels like I've earned it, and like we're doing a really good job making it as easy as possible for each other to be our most authentic selves. And she was like, okay, cool. I appreciated that conversation last night and this too. And then we just like went on with our lives. So, like, that's what I mean about, yeah, we're not going to show up perfectly in these relationships. We're not going to communicate perfectly. We are going to get triggered. I mean, I fucking yelled at her like a week and a half ago. Like, it was totally inappropriate, but I did it, you know, like I did it because I'm a human. I'm never going to stop being a human, and neither is she, and neither is anyone else that I'm in a relationship with. But if we've talked about all these different triggers and we've unpacked all this shit together and we've learned how to communicate and we've done the rupture repair thing and we're both reciprocating with communication and personal responsibility and accountability and like all of these things, then I think it really is unfair that every time I get hypervigilant and perceive that she's like leaving me and the relationship, that I jump straight to abandonment instead of pausing and going, okay, actually, this person has given me enough emotionally corrective experiences that it's not fair for me to jump to them abandoning me anymore. And like her pattern with me, like mine is fear of abandonment. Her pattern with me is fear of betrayal. So she jumps to, oh, I can't trust you. And she also has had enough emotionally corrective experiences with me where I have been a steel trap for anything that she has said, and I've never betrayed her trust, that it's not fair for me for her to jump to that automatically without being like, okay, slow down. Even if right now I am feeling betrayed or like I can't trust Lindsay, I've never had an experience where she's betrayed me or where I can't trust her. So I'm like choosing to give her the benefit of the doubt, and I'll use my words and I'll talk about it with her. Does that feel like it relates?
Yeah, I've had this like replaying in my head from our last thing where you were like, everybody deserves someone who like takes their own responsibility and accountability to figure their shit out.
Yep.
And I think that's what's missing is that there's this lack of understanding that you not figuring out how to speak is somehow benefiting. And I've just been told, like, I don't know how. I don't know how for 2 years now. And I think it's just like, but it's on me too, right? Like, I'm not holding
Yeah.
myself accountable to be like, okay, we'll go fucking figure it out and come back to me.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, you're continuing to tolerate it.
yeah.
Yeah, so if you're done tolerating it, then you say something. You just clearly say like you have some communication things that you need to work on, and I cannot be the person to teach you that because I'm just a human in this experience. I don't it's not my responsibility to also be your therapist and your coach and your space holder and like all of that for you. Right? You have agency, you have responsibility. There's free resources all over the place. If you can't afford something, like go figure it out, you know? Like buy the nonviolent communication book and read it. Like you're going to spend $13 and you're going to learn so much, right? Like, yeah, the resources are there, but people don't use their agency to go out and get them. And that's really, really frustrating. And that's the exact same situation that I'm in with this other friend that like gave me this very big, obvious, like, I don't know how to stick it out through a trigger and a rupture and a repair with you. And like, I also kind of am dismissing your abandonment trigger and how I may have contributed to that and like making it my problem and that they're not also responsible for the issue. You know, like that's really valuable feedback for me. And but I'm not just gonna like check this person out of my life and not say something. Like, I will say, you know, I love you and I thought we were at a place in our friendship where there was mutual respect and understanding, and we could share feelings with each other and validate each other and come to a resolution that feels like we were both heard. And you proved to me that that's not possible for you. And like, I love you, I don't judge you, but I've made it a point to really only surround myself in my inner circle with people who can do that process with me, you know? And you couldn't. And maybe you want to go learn how to do that and you can come back to me when you feel like you're ready. Like, I'm not totally closing you out of my life. You know what I mean?
I think that's helpful because my people pleaser kicks in, and it's like, well, you're traumatized, and you have problems, and what if someone just cut you off? But the reality is, if someone like led me to the water, I would probably fucking drink,
Yeah.
and that's the difference. So, thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to keep emotionally investing in people that don't emotionally invest in you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who's next? Who is next? Really? I'm such a good teacher. I just answered all of your questions and everything, and it's all clear, and you're just ready to go be your beautiful, authentic self in the world. So easy. Danielle.
I'll go. Right. This is so synchronistically strange that this is the topic this week because from everything you've just said, my partner has just had a complete burnout due to lifestyle inflammation. Like everything you were saying is him and he's in that space right now.
Yeah, that's tough.
And yeah. And to the point of it was me that said to him, like, you have to stop now. It all came to a head because our car broke down, and I used the car as the analogy of the light's been on for a while and you've not been paying attention to it and you've not got it serviced and you've been pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and eventually the car's just gone, no, I'm done. And that's you. Your body has been putting up with so much stuff and everything you were saying about him just making all these excuses and blaming everything for not making space for himself and his healing, or need to heal, sorry. He's got to the point where his body's just gone, no, I'm done. And I took him to the doctor and he's finally taken some time off work, and it's a process, and he's finally admitted that he also has an issue with prescription painkillers. So it's a very uncomfortable journey at the moment, but I feel like a lot of the things I've been picking up from doing these workshops and listening to you, Lindsay, and advice have been really helpful. And then following on, actually, from what Kerry's just been saying, there has been moments of I'm really running out of compassion for you because you're not taking agency. And then I'm like, but you've got all this going on and I have to remember that. And the balance of those two things is infuriating. And then I had a phone call with my friend Emma today and we were talking over things, and she was saying similar things that you've just said, that like you can hold that space for those people, but then you have to look after yourself too. And the point where you can't do it for them, and if they're not willing to do it, and it's just a really delicate balance at the moment. But I think, what should I say, I don't feel like I'm holding it in here. I feel like I'm holding it over here, the stuff, which is such a change for me. And at first, I didn't really know if that was a good thing, because it's like, if I care about somebody, surely I should be holding it in here. But then when I unpacked it, I thought, no, because this is my space.
Yes.
And if I put all of their stuff in me, where does my stuff go? I've never thought about it like that. And also holding my space when the person that you care about is struggling, saying you're not supporting them because they feel like what you're doing is, I think you said it earlier, selfish. Like, I'm not being selfish, but I can't help you if I'm not in a safe space myself. Like,
yeah, a broken down car can't tow another broken down car to the shop, can it?
Yeah, exactly. And like, it couldn't have been more perfect, the whole situation, to represent something.
Yeah.
But it really led me to that realization of, no, I need your stuff out here, because I've worked bloody hard to figure this stuff out in me.
Yes, ma'am. You fiercely protect that space in yourself, dude.
I'm trying. It's hard. You get really pushed to compromise it, don't you? But I'm really doubling down on it. To the point of, I didn't really spend a lot of time talking about it with Emma, which usually that'd be a couple of hours of going back and forth over the same situation. And we ended up just totally flipping it, which is another really strange synchronicity, because then more things you've been talking about is that need to find that kind of fix it program or blueprint or instruction manual. And me and Emma then ended up talking about that. We ended up talking about our businesses and why we get so stuck, and like, what is it that we can't figure out so we can overcome these blocks? And we were just sat there going, how do we fix this? How do we get to that next step? Like, what is that thing? And then I was listening to you talk and I'm thinking, why do I need to know? Because this is what we said. We were listening to something you said in a reel. I think she sent me in it, and it was about fucking around and finding out. Just have a go. And we literally were like, how do we do that? Like, trying to find a way to plan how to fuck around and find out. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, right now we're trying to get an instruction manual on how to be spontaneous. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah, good job.
To the point of, like, I sat there and said to her, I'm going to ask Lindsay how I do this. And then we were thinking about it, going, but we've watched her reels telling us kind of just do it, just go for it. And I'm like, and I'm going to ask you how to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That seems a bit paradoxical. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, this is great.
This so that was so my great. Question that I planned, but then listening to the workshop, I was like, it seems a bit stupid to ask you that question.
No, it's not stupid. It's not stupid, Danielle. Not at all. But so, isn't yeah. it interesting that you're like, I need an instruction manual on how to fuck around and find out?
Yes.
That's so interesting.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. What feels stuck in your business, if you don't mind me asking? Maybe that would be a better thing I could help with.
So we both kind of have this thing about putting it out there and being seen mm-hmm. and promoting ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I 100% know for me, it's not, this might sound a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but a bit big-headed, but it's not so much me doing it and it failing. I feel like I'm scared of it working, and then
okay.
the obvious commitment level to that and having to show up all the time and
oh,
what it could end up being. And yeah, so I feel like I'm holding back in case it works out, which sounds crazy.
Nope. So what's the worst thing you can imagine happening if it all works out?
Like it actually working, like people wanting me to hold space for them in a larger container. Like at the moment, I hold space at the local yoga studio like a couple of times a month for a group of maybe 10 people. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I love doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I feel like, oh, yes, I could do this on a bigger scale. But then any time I try to put it out there, I find other things to do, like I'll clean my house or get sure. the car serviced. Or
what feels scary, like, what feels scary about doing it on a larger scale?
I think it's because I know the people now that I... And occasionally it's just a couple of new people,
mm-hmm.
right, that'll join. Whereas if it's on a bigger scale, I don't know those people. And what if it's all that judgment stuff of what if they don't show up, or what if it does, they think I'm rubbish, or what if they think I don't know what I'm talking about. And
mm-hmm.
it's just a lot of judgment. I've never had proof of, like, I've never had that. Like, nobody's ever finished one of my gatherings and gone, well, that was a waste of time. And I don't know if it's the scary thing of, like, I've always put myself in employment in positions where there's somebody above me that can kind of, I can turn to.
Mm-hmm. And there's nobody above you to turn to?
There'd be nobody, it'd be totally me. And mm-hmm. and that does feels really freeing, but it also feels very scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because I love what I do. Like,
because if you have someone above you, there's always somebody to go to get the answers from when you don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if I mess up, I've got somebody to have my back, sort of thing, to lean
right.
on.
Right. So having a business is a practice, a spiritual practice in integrity, in showing up consistently, authentically, whether it's for a room of no one or a room of 5,000 people, right? Like, that's the yeah. spiritual practice. Like, can I still be my authentic self even if no one comes? Right? Like, can I still be my authentic self if someone asks a question and I don't actually know the answer to their question? Is it okay if I say, I don't know? Like, are they going to think less of me? Are they going to think I'm not an expert? Are they going to think I'm not credible? Like, it's a spiritual practice in showing up that way authentically, consistently.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you don't put yourself out there, Danielle, you're never going to grow past the 20 people that you hold space for twice a month. And if you're fine with that, that's okay. Like if your heart is just really in these 20 people and this is where you want to like pour your magic and your medicine into these 20 people, that is beautiful. Like there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't think that's what you're saying.
You know, I feel like I want to show up more for, I just feel like I want to help as many, this might sound really ridiculous, but I want to help as many people as I can. Like if I can put something out there, a reel out there or a post out there, and even if one person saw it or 100 people saw it, if somebody got something from that that helps them, like I always think back to like all the stuff I post is it's very witchy, it's very worldly, and it's like it's about tapping into your magic. And I just think if I'd have had that when I needed it, I would have loved to have had that there. And I've had a few people tell me that those things are really helpful to them and they want to see more of it. And I'm like, right, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then I sit down to create stuff and find other things to do because I don't know how to do it. I do know how to do it.
What is it? What is it?
Just showing up, just putting myself, just being seen, yeah. Like now, I knew what question I wanted to ask you, but I didn't jump on when you were like, it's question and answer time, who's going? I was like, I'll just sit here, even though I know what I want to say.
Yeah. Why?
Because there's, I don't know, I do know. There's like, there's this part of me that is just feels like I'm gonna sound all look stupid.
What if you do sound or look stupid?
Part of me knows that's not an issue. Like, part of me doesn't even care about that. Because I know I'm in a safe space. I know nobody here is actually going to think that.
That's very true. But on
Like,
your Instagram account, people are going to think you're stupid.
oh, yeah. Like, I have had the random odd comment, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever, dude. Don't know you, so you can just move past it. You don't need to comment. But it's like, why do I feel like I need this instruction manual for everything?
I don't know. Why do you feel that way?
It's like, so if I have that, I can't get it wrong. Like if I have something to tick off and like a checklist, but I don't want that. That's not what I want. I don't want a business like that. I left working in education because it was too checklisty and I couldn't help people in the way I wanted to. Like,
Okay,
but
you, can I tell you what
some,
I'm noticing? Can
yeah.
I tell you what I'm noticing? You're very contracted. Like your hands are like up here
Like
at your
here.
throat, and you're like playing with your braid over here on the side, and you're very much like, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, what is this? What is this?
That's me keeping myself small, because
Okay. So like
yeah, please.
get bigger. Get bigger.
Yeah, I'll get
Be bigger. You can take up space here. Why do you need to be small? Let me tell you something, Danielle. If you are a witch, there is no witch on this planet that is like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, witches are fucking powerful, dude. So what is this all about? What is this about? This like, oh, I have to play with my hair. I'm so nervous. What is that?
Feel like that is part of the witch in me, but the one that was like persecuted and villainized and
Oh, you're afraid of being your authentic self in public because you're going to get burned at the stake.
probably, yeah.
You're gonna get, you are. You are. That's the truth. You are.
I couldn't be my witchy self when I was younger. It kind of got drummed out of me that it's weird and not normal and you don't do this. Like, and the whole like portrayal of what witches are and what they look like and what they should look like and how they should be, and they're always the bad guy. And I know none of that's true, but it kind of drummed it out of me when I was younger, and I didn't do it anymore.
Bye, Nicole. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a reclamation for you of something that got squashed down a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you reclaim something, do you do it with like a timid, scared, contracted energy?
Me personally,
Yeah, you like personally. Does that feel like reclamation to you?
No, not if I'm doing it like that, because I'm not owning it. I'm not owning what it is. Like, I'm physically seeing in my head now that I need to, like, just stamp my flag and hit the top of that mountain and be like, this is me owning this stuff.
Yes.
I don't even hear that.
That energy. Voice. Yes, that. Plant your flag in. I mean, here's the thing. Like, everyone who stands for anything risks getting burned at the stake. Like even though we're not literally burning witches at the stake anymore, like cancel culture is an example of getting burned at the stake, right? So like, of course it makes sense. It makes sense that like, yeah, that's a realistic possibility. I could pop off my truth about something and like, I could get fucking taken down. That's real. That you're right. That's not a small thing. But you're allowed to let that take over and keep you from charging up that hill and planting that flag in the ground. Or you're allowed to go, okay, it could happen, but it's more important for me to plant this flag in the ground than it is for me to worry about whether or not I'm going to be burned at the stake.
Yeah, like I'd rather look back and think at least I did it. It might not work out, but I did it.
Right. Right. Do you know how many things I've done? Go ahead. I think there's a delay in your I think there's a bit of a delay in your camera, so we're kind of like talking over each other every once in a while. I'll try to slow down to let your delay catch up.
It's like my brain automatically goes to the, no matter, every time I go, right, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do it. It's like, how? Like, where are those instructions again? Where is that blueprint? Where is that PDF of 5 steps to make this work?
There's not. That PDF for 5 steps to make it work works for somebody else's business, not for yours.
Like, I feel like I just want to have fun with it and not care what anybody thinks. And then even if it doesn't work out, at least I've enjoyed the process.
Yes. So why can't you have that?
And my brain is like, so how do I have fun with it?
Do you need a PDF for that?
Yeah, it's a... Okay,
I don't know what your energy is like or like how you work, but for me, I have a lot of shit to say. Like, I have a very rich and full inner dialogue a lot. Like, I'm constantly thinking and talking to myself and mulling ideas over and dissecting things or like picking apart things I see online or whatever to like, does this feel true for me? Does this not feel like that's a process I'm always in. So whenever it feels like, oh, I have something important to say, like that's when I create something for Instagram, for example. So like, it's not planned. I don't sit down at the beginning of every week and like, okay, on Monday, I'm going to make a post about this. And on Tuesday, all of my content is created on the fly. It's all on the fly. Believe it or not, I don't have a VA who posts for me. I don't schedule content. I create and post all of my content myself with my thumbs. Like, and it's all spontaneous and it's all fuck around and find out. None of it's planned, none of it's orchestrated, it's not scripted. It's like when I get an idea that comes in, I'm like, ooh, I gotta share that. Like, that's really what it's like. Do you have that kind of process at all?
Yeah, it's very similar because I've had people tell me to do the batch, make a load of content and plan what you're going to share. And I just cannot do it that way. I tried and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel authentic to do it that way. Like, very much like yourself, I find myself just in the moment doing it.
Is there something wrong with
But
that?
then my like little perfectionist kid kicks in and he's like, oh, well, you're taking too long to do that. And if you'd have created it in advance, and if you do this, and you could plan it out, and you could, and I can't fucking do that.
Yeah, so quit trying to do it that way, because it's clearly not going to work for you because it doesn't feel authentic for you. I've had to tell Emma the same thing.
Yeah,
Like,
we are not helpful to each other in this department, to be
I
fair.
can tell. I'm like, shit, she's talking to you about this too? Damn it. Yeah, like there really is no rule book for life, for social media, for running your own business. There's really no rule book. Like, you really do get to fuck around and find out. You really do get to be messy, unscheduled, unplanned, spontaneous. Like, you really do get to do that. And then if you get on something that people are showing a lot of interest in and there's a lot of resonance, like, sure, you can go with that for a while, or you create something around that and you offer that, whether that's free or paid or whatever. Like, you just follow the energy, whatever the energy is flowing to in that moment, that's what you follow. So if the energy isn't flowing into creating content, then don't fucking create content. Wait until there's a spontaneous, natural desire, an energy, an idea, something that feels like, I can't even tell you the level of turned on I get whenever I get like a spicy hot take that comes in. I'm like, ooh, right? Like, I get so turned on by that. It's amazing. There's nothing about it that's like, oh, I don't know what to say. And this doesn't relate to any of my other, like, I don't care if it relates. I don't care if it's in my niche. I don't give a fuck about typos. I don't give a shit about any of that. Like, I'm not here for this fucking perfectionistic, stay in your niche, always stay on track, don't confuse your readers with too many things at once. Like, no, people are fucking smart. They can figure it out. Like, whoa. I think you just gotta shake that shit out, Danielle.
I do. I need to like, yeah.
What could I create around this that would be helpful for you? Can I ask that? Or like anybody else that wants, does anyone else have a business and you have a hard time feeling like seen or like posting or creating content or like anything like that? Anybody deal with that? Or is Danielle the only one? Oh, we've lost Carrie and we lost Nicole. It's okay if you're the only one, Danielle. This is important to me. What could I create for you that would be helpful for this? Because if Emma's asking, which she is, and you're asking, I bet you there's like 10,000 other people who aren't even sending me a DM who are probably asking. So, what would be helpful around this?
It's kind of like, for me, it'd be something like having that. I feel like I wrote, say, a PDF and instruction manual. It's like having that accountability, like to be able to run something past you and be like, this is what I'm thinking, getting feedback, having a go at it, and then seeing if it worked, and if it didn't work, going over, just having somebody to, because I do brainstorm all this stuff, but I do it with myself, so I'm not really getting
Yeah, you need a coven.
feedback,
You need a
constructive
coven.
feedback. Yes, exactly. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is that what you really need is a coven of people, who is your business relatively new? Like, is it kind of young?
Yeah, I've been doing it on and off now for like 18 months, but it is only like
Yeah,
a
so it's a
couple of
baby. It's
things
still a
a month.
baby. It's still a baby. Bye, Ksenia. Yeah, so your business is still a baby. So, okay, like let's put this in terms of like plants, okay? So your business, if it were a plant, is like a little baby sprout, right? It's just a wee sprout. It doesn't even have like true leaves on it yet. It's just come up out of the ground and it's found the sun. Little sprouts need lots of protection, don't they? Like they need protection from wind and hail and getting eaten by critters or bugs. Okay, Kim, bye. They need a lot of protection, don't they? And you have to give them that
Yeah.
protection so that they can put on their true leaves and so the stem can get thick and strong, right? And then you take the protection away and you harden them off, right? So then they go outside and they get blown around in the wind a bit. They get in the sun a bit. Maybe you kind of with my plants, I like ruffle them with my hands just to like stimulate that, you know, come on, little guys, get stronger, like harden off, you know? And then you can go plant them in the ground and then hopefully they survive. So if you have a business that's a brand new baby right now, then you need a coven to come around you to be that protection who will nurture you and nurture your little sprout of your business and only like believe in you. Are you still here, Danielle? You still here, babe? Do we think she dropped off?
Well,
You still here,
I'm not
Danielle?
sure, but the sound of her computer is gone.
Yeah, it
You know, the way
totally is.
she's, yeah, it's
I
like a
bet it.
fan sound of her computer.
Yeah, I agree. I heard it drop off too, and I'm wondering if she just like left, or I mean, if it her internet went out or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's coming back on. You there? Danielle, are you there? Ah,
Hi, sorry,
nice.
my laptop died. I've just had to put my phone on.
That's okay. No worries. Okay, so you need to surround yourself with a coven who is going to nurture and protect the you and the little sprout of your business. And that coven is not going to give you any criticism at all. They are only going to be like, we believe in you. You've got this. That fucking post was amazing. Like, love your font, love your colors, more of that, right? Like, they're just going to really uplift you and uplift you and uplift you. You actually need that because that's going to strengthen that little sprout. So then, whenever the little sprout goes public, and you put your post out there, or you put your first course, or whatever you're putting out there, you already have so much confidence and belief in yourself because yourself and your little sprout has been so nurtured and nourished and built up and praised and strengthened and resourced and all of that. So then, when you finally get it out to the public, the wind's gonna come, the hail's gonna come, the rain's gonna come, and guess what? You're like, I don't doubt this at all. Because you had that nurturing and that group, that coven to believe in you until you could totally believe in yourself.
Yeah. And I do have those relationships that I can have that with. I just need to get over me feeling like I'm taking up too much of their time and space with my own crap.
Babe, if you think you're taking up too much of your friends' time and space to talk to them about your passion and your dreams, you are never going to allow yourself to take up the time and space of a stranger who might buy your shit.
Yeah.
Never. Who the fuck told you that you couldn't take up people's time and space?
A lot of people. A lot of people, yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? Witches don't give a fuck whose time and space they take up.
Yeah, exactly. And she's there inside me. I've got like my little witchy kid sat on the back of the bus because that's where she's been exiled to. And she's sat there ready to come forward from being all powerful, and she's just got to fight her way through.
No, she doesn't have to fight her way through. She needs you to clear the aisles so she can just walk forward. She doesn't need to fight anything.
That's where I'm getting, that's where I'm hitting my wall, isn't it? I'm trying to fight. I'm basically doing what I'm telling Scott not to do and fight and push, and I need to release all that and just let it flow, don't I? And clear the space for her to come through. I just need to give her permission to. It's like she's sat there at the back just waiting for me to give her permission to get up and walk forward.
Yeah. Can you see her in the back of the bus now?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So she's all the way in the back and you're all the way in the front. What's the shit that's in the way?
It's all the people that have expectations of what I'm supposed to do with my life and how I'm supposed to be in my life. And being that little witch kid is not what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be like something more acceptable in everybody's eyes. It's a lot of family members, it's a lot of societal expectations. Like, it feels like there's all people with like literal pitchforks and placards.
And torches and ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That yeah, that's all there.
The funny thing is, she doesn't care. She's at the back feeling super powerful and strong and ready to just wipe them all out. And I'm protecting her from something she doesn't need protection from.
Okay.
Or trying to protect her from, or thinking I'm protecting her from something she doesn't need protection from.
Okay. Sounds like, okay, let me tell you what I think. I think you have some sort of, I'll call her your people pleaser kid for if that doesn't resonate, tell me what does.
No,
But
that's
just this part. Yeah, bye, Katarina. See you soon. Just this part that is like, oh my God, we have got to keep her like contained, right? I almost get this vision of your people pleaser part kind of as like a bully who goes to the witch's seat and like makes her climb under the seat and then puts their backpack on down there and then sits on top of her.
yeah,
Does that feel
kind of,
accurate?
yeah, like, but it's like coming from a place of feeling like I'm keeping her safe doing that, but I'm not really.
You, it's coming from, oh, I'm just keeping you safe by doing this, but actually, I'm shoving you under the seat and like sitting on you.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
hiding.
Okay. So, and the people pleaser has super valid reasons for why she wants to do that. Right? I've got friends and family members who are not going to be on board with this when it fully comes out. I've got lots of societal conditioning, and this is really taboo for that. And it feels scary to go there. Right? Probably, I bet there's a little bit of like, if I fully accessed my power, my magic, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So that people pleaser makes sense why she's there. But she's keeping you small and curled up in a ball and shoved under the seat. Okay, so somehow, some way, you have to integrate those parts because I don't actually think your witch is a kid on your bus. I think your witch is a facet of your authentic self. Like, she's not a kid.
Right.
She's you. She's a facet of you. And the people pleasing, sorry, not sorry, Danielle, it's a really convenient place to park your power. Because now you have all these really valid excuses for why you can't embody your witch. Because she's unacceptable. Because I'm not going to please everyone. Because my family members or my friends are going to find out this deep, dark secret that I have. And what are they going to think about me? And what if I actually am as powerful as I know I am?
That actually makes me really fucking mad.
Good.
Like,
Good.
that makes me really cross.
Good. There's nothing else in this moment or in any other moment. There is nothing else that you need to learn, do, say, create, fix, find, heal, whatever. There's nothing else. You can literally step out from underneath that seat and come to the front of the bus anytime you choose.
Yeah.
You're in control. Because whatever you think is standing in your way, whatever you think there is to find, fix, heal, solve, whatever, you can still be embodied as a witch and still work on those things. So there's no prerequisite. And let me tell you something. Oh yeah, go to bed, Sinead. If you need to go to bed, go to bed. You're like falling asleep. Go to bed. It's okay.
I know,
Yeah.
but now I'm still listening. I'm like, I don't
Oh,
want to log off.
okay. I don't want you to murder anyone, okay?
Miss something.
So, like,
Nice.
Danielle, there's nothing else that you need to do or be. There's no PDF that is going to teach you how to get out of the back of the bus and walk forward. There's no course, there's no nothing. That has to be something that you own, that you step into, that you embody, and that you take those risks of disappointing people and people disapproving of you. Like, that's what it means to be a witch. It's not
Yeah.
fucking
No,
safe. There's a
it's
reason why witches live in the in the forest. They live away from society. There's a fucking reason for that. And I'm not saying it's because they're banished from society. I'm saying they are so powerful, they can't be in the shit with everybody else and still have influence over the shit. Right?
Yeah. It's like everything in this, I can't even speak. Everything in me is screaming, you know this, you know this. Everything Lindsay's saying to you know this. So
Yeah, of
just
course you do.
fucking do it. Why are you letting
Yeah.
other people make you, like the fear of losing people? Why do I care if I lose people? Those people aren't my people. If they don't like me for who I am, why do I even care?
Why do you?
I don't really. Like, if I think about it, if I think about do I actually care, I can't feel anything around that. Like, it just feels very neutral. It's a bit like, well, I'm sick of spending my entire life trying to, I've spent my entire life fitting into boxes to make other people feel better and help people and fix things for others and stay small and not take up too much space and not be me and not be loud and not be silly and like all these things that I have been told that I shouldn't do, like, where in the back of my mind, I've always had the resistance to that, like not even being able to ask questions as to why can't I do that? Because then it's rude or disrespectful or like not ladylike or whatever bullshit people want to label it as. Like, and all this is like, it's all, I can feel it bubbling up. Like,
Good.
and I don't even feel sad about it. I feel fucking mad that I've wasted, like, I'm 43 this year, and there's only been the past, I'm not saying my entire life has been shit, I've had good times, but like fully accepting who I am and why I'm here and what I'm doing has literally felt like authentically, there's been like little snippets of that throughout my life, which probably don't even total up to like maybe 3 or 4 years out of 43 years. Like, what the fuck am I doing that for? For other people to feel good, so I feel shit. So I feel like I've made other people happy, but no, they're not doing that for me, so why should I care?
You feeling more mad?
Yeah, but it feels good.
Yeah. How would you like to move that anger? What is a movement that you need to complete? That's like, I'm fucking done.
Like, I just literally, like, I keep going like that because I keep feeling like I'm just fucking done. I am literally just out. Just get out. I don't want it anywhere near me anymore. I'm sick. And I've already come up against the resistance of me saying, no, I'm not doing this shit in other contexts, like just for relationship wise and extended family wise, because I've already said, no, I don't want to do this. It doesn't make me feel good. It's not my responsibility. I've already felt that resistance and I've stuck by it. So I know I can do it. Like, I know it's the scary, but the more I've done it, the more comfortable it's getting.
But I bet you still haven't embodied your witch in front of those people, have you?
Not in front of some of those people, no.
Yeah.
Not fully, like they're aware of it, but
Yeah.
not
Well,
like,
there's gonna be some people that it's not safe for you to embody the witch in front of,
yeah.
right? Like there are those people, and so you have to have that discernment,
Yeah. But
right?
when it's like my partner's ex, why the fuck do I give a shit what she thinks about me?
I don't know. Why do you?
Like, I genuinely don't. Like, if it makes it so much of an issue that it becomes an issue for him, then why do I want to be with somebody that's gonna side with somebody who chose not to be with them over me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even scared of these questions anymore. Like, these questions scared me originally.
Yeah.
But, like, sitting here with it now, I'm not even scared of those
Yeah, because
questions.
there's really nothing to be scared of.
Because I'm just sick of wasting away. Like, I feel like that's what it feels like. I feel like I'm wasting away.
Yeah. You got to figure this out, dude. There are people who need your magic and your medicine, and you're over there twiddling your thumbs, like, oh my God, I can't be my authentic self. They're going to reject me. The people who need your magic and your medicine will not reject you, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't. And the people that do reject you and they do reject your magic and your medicine, like, their loss.
Yeah.
Their loss. Like, that's literally how I feel when somebody doesn't want to be in my life because what I'm doing is too weird or too woo-woo or too sensual or too whatever. Like, I'm just like, you're lost, bro. Like, I just don't. I mean, yeah, the closer someone is to me, the
Yeah.
more it hurts when my authenticity is challenged or when I'm told I'm too much or, you know, of course. But God, with the fucking internet, like, no. It's actually easier to be your authentic self on the internet than it is in real life because on the internet, you have the built-in protection of like, those people aren't actually in your physical space. And you have the ability to block them. You can delete their comments. You can restrict them. Like you have these things in place that give you some measure of control over that, right? But when you're in like real flesh and blood relationships, you can't block and delete and restrict and control all of that. And so, yeah, you are face to face with like, here's who I am. Please love me. But if you don't, I'm not going to sit here and beg, and I'm not going to conform myself to get inside the box that you need me to be in to be pleasing and palatable and easy for you to digest.
No, not when I can be fucking powerful.
And you are fucking powerful.
And the people that are my safe people are the people that I have 100% been myself with. Like, I know they don't
And they
care.
love and
And
celebrate all of you, don't
yeah,
they?
none of that matters to them because it's who I am and vice versa with them.
Yep.
Like, they'll get curious about things and they'll ask questions, and that's fine. Like, that's not a problem. It's not a judgment or anything. It's genuine curiosity. But and I have them, and they're not going anywhere. They are that secure that I know if everybody else fell apart and away from me, I know I have a handful of people that would be there.
And that's all you need.
Oh, sorry.
No, why are you sorry? That's a movement of energy, dude. That don't be sorry for that.
It felt like a big like weight has just been lifted, like it just
Yeah.
like flew away then.
Yeah. So then, do you still feel stuck?
No, I feel like I just want to. This is really ironic, and I can't wait to tell Emma, but I just want to play. I just want to play with it and see what happens. Because,
Yes.
and I find
Fuck
that.
around and find out. Fuck around and find out.
I can't believe the irony in I'm going to say to the play coach, hey, we need to play. We need
Yeah.
to play with this. Like, I mean, when you play, you don't have an instruction manual, do you? You don't think, oh, this, I need to do this to do this. You just do it. And
Yep.
if it all falls down, you do something different. And if I put some out there and I don't like it, I can delete it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
You have
yeah.
all the power. You actually have all the power.
I do have power. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like I'm having a big, what's it called? Labyrinth moment. You have no power over me. I have all the power. I am doing this. Oh my God, I can't wait to tell her. Like, this is going to be so fun.
Yeah,
And
it
it
is
doesn't
really
even
fun.
feel scary. It just, yeah, I feel like I just need to just that every time I felt like I've been enjoying what I do work-wise, I've been having fun. It's not been work. So what's the difference? Because I'm doing it for myself. There is no difference. Oh my
Boom.
God, thank you. I feel like I've like
Are you about to apologize for being the last one on the call and taking up all this space?
no, I'm not actually.
Okay,
I'm like
good. I thought you were about to do that, and I was going to be like, you better shut the fuck
you. Oh my God, I've actually managed to somehow secure a one-on-one
Yeah,
session with
but
Lindsay.
Danielle, what I want to point out is you did all of that on your own. I didn't do anything. You
Really?
just had a space to talk freely
Oh.
and to be in awareness and to feel and to process that. And I was just the sounding board. Like I didn't do anything. That was all you, dude. All you.
Well, not technically. You created the space and you listened to me, so
Sure, but
you did that
that's all you needed. That's all you needed. You could figure it out for yourself. You just needed a sounding board and a space.
Yeah, I feel like I can feel stuff physically coming in now. I feel like that's been cleared out. I feel like there's, yeah, I need to do some, I need to go move.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah,
You, right.
ride the wave, move the energy, like, and trust that when you wake up in the morning, this will still be true. Like,
Yeah.
it will still be true tomorrow and the day after and next week and next month and next year. Like, it will still be true.
Yeah, I need to go move my body. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I cannot wait to see what you do.
Thank you. Right, cool.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Bye.